Good morning, everyone. God bless you. Hope you are going to have a good day today. As you can see, like, I made a little change, and now I'm going to start streaming at 6:30 a.m. I made this change because sometimes getting a little bit hard to get out of my house, and I got to drive to the church where I made the live stream. I'm waiting to get something bigger, but something we gotta do is when you got a passion, you got something you wanna do, you need to wait. You can wait into that, get something big. You can wait to get the best, system. You can get all the tools. You can start working a little bit at a time. So that's why I made the decision to change that schedule to 6:30. So yesterday I was talking about identity. And something we were saying is we need to know who we are in God. And a lot of people know about God, but a lot of people, they're not God. But that's two different things. One's you know God, and something else is God not you. When we say God not us, it's when we do whatever He tells us to do. We got identity in Him. Not the religion wants us to be, not other people around us want us to be. That's what God wants us to be. So today we're going to talk about firmness. And we talk about firmness, talk about be strong. Make sure who you are. Doesn't matter what kind of people is around you. You know exactly where you are, where you are standing. And the Bible says Jesus Christ is the rock, and we gotta be a stand on Him. So He's our rock. So our feet need to be strong in Him, in His name. So the Bible says the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, it said, I put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So when the Bible say put on the whole armor of God, it's talking about get all the tools, get all the equipment to protect yourself. Let's say you are from the army, you are from the navy. So they are a uniform, but they train you to use specific things. You're on the army, so you're teaching how to use all the guns. You are teaching how to take all the parts and put it together, and how to cleaning everything. So they teach you how to hide, teaching how to react to a lot of things. But when you're talking to the Bible, we talk about to the Christianity. That's something different, because we need to have a strong faith. We need to know exactly who we are. We need to when they say the armor of God, that means we need to be strong but outside. We need to know exactly, who we are in God, and. Most of the time, when you take a decision, when you make a decision to be strong, to make a decision to stand on God and on His side. But sometimes things happen around us, and we might be, suffering the sickness of one or family or members of the family. We might be lost in our jobs. We might lost in some money. Maybe we don't work enough to be able to pay all the bills, to pay all the rent, and a lot of things happen around us. But these things happen, and sometimes they're used by the evil, for the devil, to tell us, we cannot trust God, and that's something deep. And I hope I can explain this. And we make a decision, a strong decision, to follow God, to be a follower of God, to be a disciple of Jesus, then a lot of things gonna happen, gonna be against you. Because when you make a decision, a strong decision, to get into pray, we get into, you know, start like a being transformed by God. When you want God to make a change to transform your life, the family, then the devil is not happy with it. So he's going to try to very hard to make you to go away, to make you like to don't go forward and stop. And that's something that the devil is doing. That's why we need to keep firmness, like strong, you know, make sure who we are. No, but who we are, like, as a person, that who we are as, like, a child of God. And that's something, like, a lot of people doesn't know. They don't understand. They think, like, when they became Christians, they became, like, a to religion, everything's going to change. Yeah, everything's going to change. But as you're getting deeper and deeper on the Bible, on the Word of God, when you get deeper into serving God, then the devil is going to go strong against you too. So that's why you need to be careful. You need to be careful about like taking care of yourself, taking care of your soul, taking care of your mind, because the devil is going to try to make you go away. To say like, I don't want to go forward. I'm going to stop. I'm going to go back again. Because that's why the Bible says, like, I put on the whole armor of God. It's not talking only about like, let's put like something, you just put like the uniform. It's like I put the whole armor of God. And they said something else, said like, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So we got a fight. We got a strong fight all the time with the spiritual war. Some people, they don't understand or they don't want to understand. Like, we are fighting all the time. We fight with our feeling. We fight with our mind. We fight, like, with our emotions. We are fighting all the time against us, against the flesh. And something we need to be careful about is, like, be fighting the right way. Because sometimes, like, we need to have discern of what we are fighting with. Because you cannot, like, let's say you want to go to cut a tree. You got to bring something big to be able to cut that tree off. But you cannot go with, like, a small knife, you know, to try to cut, like, a big tree. So that's why you need to exactly, we need to be prepared. We need to be, what's the word I want to try to find? Your equipment need to be enough to be able to do the work, to be able to keep like a safe. So when you go into a bad situation, you gotta make sure you are strong with mentality, you are strong with like in your body, and you are strong spiritually, because all three things they work together. And that's why mostly of the Christian people, they don't support the person. And they go away. They're trying like to get into the world. They get into the road. They get into like the kingdom. And then like when they started, they start like very happy. They start like a strong, you know, emotional, because their emotions, they are like they're high. But then see the truth of the fire. But we see like it's a fire constantly. Every day is a fire. And we need to win the fight. We need to keep, you know, our faith strong. We need to be firmness, strong, put our feet on the rock, that Jesus Christ. Don't forget, the devil is going to be around you all the time, try to make you go away. But as the Bible said in this chapter, put on the whole armor of God. When you are covered with the armor of God, the devil won't be able to make you go away. You'll be able to resist, to be strong, and go another step forward, all the time growing up, have experience with God. But we need to be careful about what we are fighting, who we are fighting, because we need to have discern that something very, very important. And mostly the Christians, they don't have it. Mostly the Christians, they have knowledge about things. They have knowledge about Bible. They don't have discern. You need to have a spiritual discern. You need to discern everything. Is something spiritual or something like a human? Something like a rational? We need to have the knowledge. We need to have experience. But most of the things we need to have is that discern. We need to discern who we are fighting for. We are not fighting against the people. We are not fighting against the system. We are fighting against the devil. So that's the reflection for today. And I hope I have been blessed to you. And I ask you to share this video and have been blessed to you. And see you next Saturday, 6:30 a.m. The new schedule. Like I said at the beginning, right now the winter is getting hard to get out of the house. And right now I'm doing this live stream in English and do another live stream in Spanish. So I'm trying to go forward, and I'm asking God to give me keep me strong, and give me the wisdom to continue bringing these topics, bringing this small reflection. So hope you have a good day today, and God bless you, and enjoy the rest of the day. Bye.